from the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado has consistently held lower motor vehicle fatality rates compared to the nation as a whole, but the numbers are increasing. More than one person died in a car crash every day in 2014. According to a new report by the State Department of Transportation, more people are speeding, driving drunk, and not wearing seatbelts. CDOT spokesman Sam Cole says rural counties can also have high fatality rates.
You know, we're seeing some of our largest fatality rates or most worrisome fatality rates in some of the most rural counties of Colorado, and that has something to do with the lack of proximity to trauma centers.
Cole says people drive further in rural counties, and the growing population of the Front Range is also likely a part of the problem. But he says the majority of Colorado's fatal crashes in 2014 could have been prevented by more people slowing down and wearing seatbelts. El Paso County is among the top three in driving fatalities in 2014. Plans to expand the Rio Grande del Norte National Monument northward from New Mexico into the San Luis Valley are getting more support and more opposition. Supporters say the goal is to preserve traditional uses such as hunting, fishing, and other recreational uses. The monument would also prevent the land from being sold or leased for mining. Rio Grande Water Conservation District Board Member Dwight Martin says residents don't need the monument in Conejos County because it serves no purpose. The Rio Grande del Norte National Monument covers nearly 250,000 acres. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.